Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And how about a big hey, man, for the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos? I don't know if anybody does more with less. We talk about it quite often on this show. He will never admit it, as Mike says. But the reality is, if he had a blank check and could go spend accordingly, this team would probably look a lot different. But under the constraints that he's under, he goes out and finds a way to get things done. And, Mike, I don't know if there's a bigger deal that he did today than acquiring closer Richard Rodriguez, which was a guy that we had talked about on this show. You had said from jump, he makes sense. He's under team control for next year. And so as we, you know, talk about the trade deadline, we're going to get to the Falcons here in a minute, guys. But today was a big day because we needed to see this team get better. And Mike Bell, they did.
Right. Again, guys, no disrespect to Heredia and the other guys we got in the outfield. These are upgrades, okay? I mean, Jorge Soler, that guy hit 48 home runs a couple of years back. You know, you guys all love Duvall. Everybody had a tear in their beer when Miami snatched Duvall for, like, what, a few more pennies, right?
That's right.
So you got Duvall back. And, again, we have enough guys to platoon. Not sure what all the moves will be, Carl, and who will get a designation or whatever. And I mentioned, look, it was Kimbrel, it was Kennedy, and then you could argue Rodriguez as far as the closer pecking order or guys that whether he's going to be used as a setup man, and Will Smith continues to be that guy, but it's a nice piece. Some guys felt that he's one of those guys after spider tack and everything, his spin rate's gone down. Well, we'll find out, but he's a guy that was out there. And Bryce Wilson, 22 games, Carl, for the Braves in his career. You know, waiting for these younger guys to get traction. You know me, I was over it with Kyle Wright, and they move on. You got to give to get Bryce and a younger prospect named DeVito.
Yeah. By the way, Richard Rodriguez, 14 saves on the season, but again,
for a team that won like 30 some odd games, right?
That's right. You got to put that in context. I mean, Mark Melancon has double the amount of saves, but he's on one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. So, you know, I think this is a move that's going to help us tremendously. It gives us options in the back half. We're going to talk more about it, guys, but as we started the 5 o'clock hour, if you're just jumping in the car, however you're accessing the show, we wanted to let you know as much as Mike and I have been complaining about, they better do something. They did. And I can't do anything right now but say, good job, and now let's go see what happens.
Because, again, you took 3 out of 5 from the Mets, and I'm like, I get it, Carl. I'm seeing all the snarkies, guys. It's a Friday, guys. For some of you, it should be payday. Lighten the pump, you know? But, I mean, like, I get it. You know, it's we can't spend like the Dodgers. I mean, I would like to do what the Phillies have done. You know, I mean, there are other moves that were made. But we just talked about what we addressed. Don't bang on Alex. Carl just touched on it.
Can't.
Not his fault that every year, save for, what, 19, we have to go to the trade deadline with a Groupon, as I said on Twitter. Yeah. So, you know, unless Liberty Media will sell to an individual who wants to be as committed as the Phillies or Mets or other owners, this is our lot in life. Let's see if we can. But I'm still glad we're trying to make something out of this season as opposed to folding our tents.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. I mean, and again, we're going to let you hear from our man, Joe Person. We talked about the Carolina Panthers with him today. We've been going around our division. We talked about the Saints with Bobby Hebert. He says they're a mess, and they are. Carolina in a different predicament, and Joe talked about a guy that's now going to be on our team trying to get most of the carries in the running back spot, and we'll let you hear that in just a second. But, Mike, you just said it. We're not giving up. So for everybody who said, oh, we should be sellers, and, oh, forget about it, even though I've said I think right now we're in this mediocre funk where we can't get past, you know, 500,
right,
that didn't mean you just sat back and took it. You still needed to try to do something to attempt to resurrect this team, guys. Again, you took out 200-some-odd RBI out of the lineup,
right,
with Acuña and Ozuna and Darno. So I think he did that today, and I'm talking about Alex Anthopoulos, Mike, by trying to go get these bats again. Soler, Adam Duvall, and Rosario, those all three guys, they all have pop. So I am happy with the way this has played out with the Braves today.
And we were under the impression, we'll talk more about it coming out, under the impression it was 1 year, it's 2 years, according to Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, of salary control with Richard Rodriguez, which is great. So that's why you had to give a little bit something to get him. So, yeah, brother, I'm excited. I wish everybody was a little more excited about this. I think, you know, as you said, the Acuna thing, just that injury just took it a lot out of folks. But you are going to get Travis d'Arnaud back. You are going to get Hinoa back. And now we're into August here this weekend, and they will be back soon.
All right, guys, Falcon Report, as we shift gears, always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Hey, man, make it a pizza party this weekend. Get whoever's cooking out of the kitchen. Domino's guys with car-side delivery, they guarantee they're going to get that order out to you within 2 minutes or the next order is free. How about a large three topping for $7.99 when you go to Domino's.com?
All right, guys, let's talk about what's going on with the Falcons today, specifically training camp, obviously. And what are we learning at training camp? Well, listen, early days, you don't want any injuries. And today, the big deal in the NFL is that Carson Wentz is expected to miss the rest of the preseason, faces potentially foot surgery. They're not saying yet. We still don't know the extent of the injury. And I only say that to say we wish him nothing but the best, but that's what you don't want to hear in training camp. You know, you're trying to get through this thing. You got to put the work in. And so, you know, as we're getting this thing going, part of the makeup of having a successful team, you guys know, is being healthy. So Carson Wentz already behind the eight ball there with his new team and the Colts and his coach, former coach, and you know, in Philly. But Mike, that's big news today.
Well, Jacob Eason, next man up, the former Georgia Bulldog and Washington Husky, which is interesting. Speaking of next man up, we got McGarry out with COVID and Gono. McGarry's out with an undisclosed injury. Gono part of COVID. So guess what? Jalen Mayfield, who we spoke right after the draft, the mid-round pick from Michigan. Carl, he's getting a chance now to do his thing at right tackle. And D-Led was talking about that today, and he looks great. I mentioned this earlier to Carl. There's a photo of Matt Hennessy. Now, again, you know, you can look like Tarzan. Sometimes you play like Jade. But Matt Hennessy looks meaner. He looks bigger. This dude's got some size on him. So a guy that was thrust into the role after Alex Mack was injured at the end of the season. You take a look at the photos at theajc.com. He looks rare to go. Hennessy not willing to give up the center job, and he looks like he's in shape to do it.
Well, we know, you know, we talk about this. Usually those guys, like when Alex Mack was here, they're the brightest guys on the offense. He's making all the calls. He's getting guys where they need to be. He's picking up blitzes. They're talking him and the quarterback. They're the most verbal guys. He has the ability to be there and start, I believe, Mike, this year. I think he's going to be in the mix. Meanwhile, the Falcons did sign a wide receiver today. Don't know how much he's going to help or if he'll actually be in the mix. But Jamon Moore.
Yeah, I love him. Carl, I love him on the SWAT. Oh, that's Jamon. My bad.
Jamon. Yes. He's a former Packer.
Chris, by the way, I did this joke for Chris during the commercial break.
He didn't need to know who he was.
He didn't even react. It's a Shamar Moore reference, Chris.
I know who Shamar Moore is. He's the handsomest man in Hollywood, Carl.
Yes, he is. Anyway, well, this guy, Carl, he has had 10 touchdowns, Jamon Moore, his last year in Missouri. He's never scored a touchdown in the NFL.
I know, and it's sick. The thing I like, though, is his size, right? 6'3", we see this all the time. Oh, he's got the body, the frame. He's 6'3", like 205. So he's a bigger guy. He was a fourth-round pick by, I think, the Packers back in 18. But either way, the Falcons do sign him. We'll see if that means anything. Remember, Gage is going to get a majority of the reps, guys, and targets, along with Calvin Ridley and Hurst and obviously Pitts. Let's start there, and then everybody else, let's see what happens. You know, Frank Darby, I love his personality. I got to see Frank Darby make some plays. So this is where we're at, but the Falcons, again, add that to the mix today. So as we talk about the Falcons, let's hear from Joe Person. This is from earlier today here on the show. This interview is online at Odyssey.com as we were talking about the Carolina Panthers. And what's their vibe? What's going on? But Mike asked Joe about Mike Davis.
Yeah, I like Mike. He is, as you said, man, he's a big dude. Runs hard, you know, not a ton of what you'd call like breakaway speed, I guess.
Right.
But he gets yards, man. There are many plays that where he's losing yardage and catches the ball well out of the backfield. And he kept this offense afloat last year. I mean, when you lose a guy like Christian McCaffrey, I mean, you know you're going to take a step back. But for Mike Davis to step in last year and go over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, as I said, he was really he did a lot of nice things for the Panthers. I think they just were in a position after they spent so much money on McCaffrey last year they did not want to get in any kind of bidding war for their number two running back.
So, again, here's a guy who's going to get his chance from the jump, knowing that he is the man, right? I mean, everyone else will be, you know, in the rotation, but he's going to get the lion's share of the carries. No, it's not going to be like Jamal Anderson at 98, Carl, but here's a dude that fits the MO of what, you know, Arthur Smith wants to see. He wants big physical running backs.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, we talk about the attitude of your football team starts up front, but it's also the way you run the football, you know, and that's why a lot of times these stretch plays, yeah, they work if you have the backs to do it and they can read that cutback lane. But a lot of times it's just me hitting you in your face and we're going to get 3 yards. That's sometimes just lining up and doing that. And that's been part of our issue. Now, I don't know what this offensive line is going to look like because, again, it's a new line from the standpoint of their guys that have been here, but this group. But sometimes, Mike, you just got to line up. I'm going to punch this guy in the face and we're going to go get 3.5, 4 yards. Right. That's it.
Right. No, I mean, I'm excited about Jalen Mayfield. I that's one of the guys I was excited about from the draft, so it's cool to see the stuff that they said. Also, D-Led was out there today at Falcons, and our buddy, we'll get him on the show here next week, but D-Led said Carl Richie Grant, who's always got a nose for the football, made a play knocking a ball out of tight end Ryan Becker's hands after he caught a pass. So that's what you're looking for, guys who create turnovers. You know, think about it, Carl. We don't sack the quarterback, and we do not generate turnovers the last 3 years on this team, do we?
No.
And that's why Richie Grant's that kind of a guy. So, again, changing over the safeties, no disrespect to Ricardo and to Keanu, but this guy can – he'll get his shot, but he's a playmaker in college.
All right, this just in, too, as we talk about the Carson Wentz injury, and this is also why you know that's probably more to it than what they're saying, but they're also talking about if he misses time, meaning the start of the season, that they may bring in or attempt to get Marcus Mariota, Jimmy Garoppolo from the 49ers, Gardner Minshew. Now, all of these teams, remember, they either drafted a quarterback or somebody, you know, that they believe is better than these guys in front of them. Obviously, Mariota and Carr there, Jimmy G, you know the situation.
Do they have the cap space to pick up Deshaun Watson and then have to ride it out the following year?
And that's what's interesting. I don't know.
I know that sounds crazy, but right? I mean, that's what I would do if I was a riverboat gambler and I was Ursay. I was back in the vodka.
Bo, look up, because I don't remember when they acquired Wentz. I want to say, Mike, there was an additional, there was money added on or something.
They took care of their linemen. They picked up their linemen that they drafted 2 years, 3 years back or so. So I know they spent money there. But I mean, just bear with me. If Wentz is going to be missing a lion's share of the season, and you feel you're a Super Bowl contender,
you got to go get Watson.
Go get Watson.
Yep.
See where it goes. Put some language in the contract. If he's in the Huskow, you're off the hook, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would try that as well. Nick Foles' name is mentioned as well. All these guys, remember, they're in backup situations. Foles, by the way.
And Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl.
They have a history, but Foles, Mike, he's the third string guy in Chicago. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, Fields, our boy Justin is seeing the second team. Foles is third team right now in Chicago, so that might make sense. All right, that is the news about Carson Wentz, guys. We're going to come back. Braves, trying to stay in this thing. We're going to break it all down for you next.
And now, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Sports Flash.
I'm Joe Patrick. The Sports Slash is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Major League Baseball's trade deadline has come to a close, and the Braves were one of a number of teams active in upgrading their squads today. The team made major upgrades to its outfield, bringing back Adam Duvall in a trade with the Marlins, in addition to Eddie Rosario from Cleveland and, just breaking moments ago, Jorge Soler from the Kansas City Royals. And another trade coming down just moments ago. The Braves have added Richard Rodriguez from the Pirates, trading away Bryce Wilson. Atlanta United is back on the field tonight, taking on rivals Orlando City. Goalkeeper Alec Kahn spoke about the match to reporters this week.
Obviously, we're in a results-based business, but the performances in the last two games have been, for me, you know, overwhelmingly positive. And that's what we have to take from it and turn those chances into goals. And you know, hopefully that'll turn 0 points or 1 point into three.
Atlanta United will hope to end a 10-match winless streak. Pre-game coverage starts here on 92.9 The Game at 7:30. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. They'll help you find the right replacement battery if needed. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Joe Patrick from the Mobile Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Atlanta United game against Orlando City. Kickoff at 8, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
It doesn't get any bigger than what the Braves have been able to do today, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. And let's start first with these bats. Then we get to the move that was made right at the deadline. But Jorge Soler, Adam Duvall comes back to the Braves, and Eddie Rosario. Now, just a little bit of history here. You guys know who Adam Duvall is, obviously.
Right.
We all kind of like him and what he brought to this club. But Eddie Rosario is also a guy with a lot of pop, Mike. He's only 29 years old. We said this earlier in the show for those who missed it. He is dealing with, I think it's an abdominal strain or something, right. But he's been out. He's going to be out a couple of weeks. But the Braves were aware of that. So that didn't stop them from doing this. Now, we gave up Pablo Sandoval. That's Panda.
And by the way, and Carl, everybody loves him. I like fan favorite. He has been, let's be honest, guys, absolutely ice cold.
He has.
I mean, in the last few months, it's amazing start. Everyone remembers the pinch hit home runs, but I look, and we're always expecting more magic when he's up there. But aside from a walk the other night in New York, not much going on.
So Sandoval goes to in exchange to the Indians. But Rosario, we said this, at the end of this season, he'll basically be a free agent. This was a salary dump for the Indians as they're trying to move on. Here's a guy, though, that's been heating up in the power categories as of late. So you add that pop to this lineup. You know what Duvall brings. And then, you know, you don't stop there, Mike. You go, well, what else can we do? Because I know some guys are saying, well, don't we have too many outfielders? No, we can figure this out. And guys, these guys potentially, I just told you, Rosario won't be available immediately. You're going to be rotating guys in and out based on pitching matchups, et cetera. You can never have enough because this put us in the situation, Mike, that we're kind of in with these injuries.
Right.
This is why we've been trying to go add some more bats to this lineup. So we go out and we get three bats early on in the trade deadline.
Right.
And then, Mike, we go get a guy that you had wanted.
Yeah, just figuring that we would never be able to take on the $16 million of Kimbrel's contract next year. And I didn't know about we couldn't seem to make a deal with the Rangers last year at the trade deadline. So I took out that possibility of getting their guy. So this is a dude. He doesn't have a lot of saves, guys, but there's not many games to save in Pittsburgh. But if you remember, he's got really good action. Some guys, they were like, well, we gave too much. Bryce Wilson has had his chance, Carl. He's had 4 years in the organization.
Yep.
You know, I mean, more than that, if you take it to his minor league. But I mean, he's had appearances. He did step up in the NLCS last year. But, you know, these guys, I'm that yo-yo between Gwinnett and Truist. At some point, you have to cut the cord. So they gave Bryce Wilson and a prospect up named DeVito and Ricky DeVito. And now you've got 2 years of contractual control between 21 with Rodriguez, who's got a ERA of 2.82. The guy I just thought it would fit, Carl, and check all the boxes for us. That's why I was harping on Rodriguez.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, here's the thing. Closer experience, that job is so different. Just think about Luke Jackson, okay? And I know, but Luke's not a closer. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a role in this team and he can't help us, which he has. But that closer role, everybody can't do it. So when you're able to add a guy, this is like last year or 2 years ago when we had basically two closers coming in and we were saying, who's going to close? We didn't think Mark Melancon would ultimately be the guy. We thought it was going to be one of these other guys. Right. Melancon slid in there, did a great job for us, and now he's doing a great job for San Diego. But we have options. And I always talk about this at the end of games. Some of the best managers I've ever been around always talked about, no matter how the game goes, when we get to the seventh inning, I know what I'm doing. And I used to think, like, when I was covering baseball, that it sounds stupid. You know, you got all these options with these different pitchers, and you guys are always looking at numbers and matchups, and, oh, he hits this against righties or lefties. But at the end of the day, most managers want to know, get to the seventh inning, and we got a one- or two-run lead. I'm going boom, boom, and we're finishing the game. And we haven't really had that since when? Last year, at the end of the season, when we had options to close games out, we were still trying to figure that out. Mike, I think now you can go a couple of different ways and feel good about the end of games for us, and hopefully we hold on to more of these one-run games.
I wish Chris Martin would be a little more consistent at times. He makes me a little nervous. But, you know, and again, you've got some guys, you've got some options. And, again, there's even that option that we talked about earlier that Bo, our producer, brought up. Could you even use Hinoa out of the pen when he comes back because you don't want to put too much of a workload on that broken hand?
Yep.
So, I mean, there could be a chance for him to be in that mix. Just, again, you know the drill, guys. It's 5 1/3 these days, especially with our rotation. But if we could just get somehow to the ninth, this is exciting. I know there's still Braves fans that are sitting there with their literally, Carl, right now while we're listening, arms crossed while they're driving, which is dangerous. They got their arms crossed, and they're going, harumph, I don't see it. I get it. Gut punch to lose Acuna. We already covered the Ozuna thing, even though he got some good legal news. We're not going to see him this year. So here's the deal. We got a bunch of guys who now have pop in the outfield. You've upgraded from what we've got now, okay? And, by the way, Carl laid out the bullpen situation. We're going to get Travis d'Arnaud back. Now, you and I discussed yesterday, is Travis d'Arnaud going to have anything? Is he going to be able? Because, you know, his career arc is kind of one good year, one bad year. But is Lil D going to be able to bring some heat, Carl? Because if he can step in and knock some runs in, yeah. You know, you start to look at this and say, the Mets are not the 27 Yankees. Now, the Mets did go out and get Javier Baez from the Cubbies.
It's a good move.
And that's a good move for them. I thought for a minute there they were going to get Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant winds up with the San Francisco Giants. And there was a lot of talk that maybe the Dodgers, others were going to get in the mix. But Bryant goes, and we'll talk about the Cubs later. The Cubs and Nats are gutted, Carl, absolutely gutted. From a couple years ago winning the World Series, that's a them problem. I still think the Mets... Again, they've been dancing through the raindrops with the injuries. Their bullpen is still better than ours, but I still want to see us take a shot at this thing. And I hate throwing up the white flag. And to be honest, if I told you I gave a bunch of minor leaguers that none of you guys would know in Bryce Wilson, and this is what we did, is that the worst thing in the world?
No, we didn't. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. We didn't give up a whole lot for none of these moves. None of
Alex
these moves
Jackson
that can help you immediately. Right. Usually. You're going, well, we gave up something, and we'll see him in 2 years. These are all moves that are going to help you immediately on the big league level. So, I mean, that to me is a win-win when you talk about what Alex Anthopoulos has been able to pull off. Now, Soler, I want to mention this real quick, and I think you did earlier. 48 home runs in 2019. Okay? 2020 was a blank show. We know that. He's in Kansas City. He played with the Cubs to start his career out back in 2014. So he wasn't as productive in 2020. But now, as I said, he's been on this power surge, Mike, and we may be getting him at the right time. Now, he's got to come off the injury thing, but I like this move a lot. And all of these guys, again, are relatively young for the most part. I mean, again, you know, not that even that matters. All I care about is, can you rake? Can you hit when we need you to get a clutch hit? So the outfield now, when you talk about who's in right field, because, you know, Solar's a right fielder. You have options that you can go with. We know Duvall can play all three of those positions. If you needed him to, he's not great at it, right? But you could put him out there. So I think we have some options now.
Well, Duvall, I mean, like I said, he's a pretty good fielder. You know, he's given the opportunity. Right field.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, we've certainly now, guys, got more pop, okay? There's definitely – and look – one thing when we were arguing, I was banging on Dansby the other day. It's like the entire major leagues right now. You know, yes, OPS, and we've talked about it, but it's strikeout home run. We've added a lot of strikeout home run, but so did everybody else this year, right? I mean, that's you look at the guys we just talked about. It's launch angle. It's high strikeouts, but it's also risk versus reward and knocking in a lot of RBIs.
And I'd rather have that
right
option than not. And this offense has struggled. I mean, you know, again, we go from one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball last year to where we're at now. This is why Alex decided to go get some bats. And I don't disagree with any of this. So all I can say now is he gave us a shot. What's going to happen? How these guys perform? Who comes in and gets it done? Does Rodriguez get a hot mic and start closing games and all of a sudden, you know, closing doors as these games move along? Let's hope so. But we got a shot, and we're still only four out as we start a series with the Brewers.
Right. And again, guys, if you're looking for numbers, if you're not familiar, Dave O'Brien from The Athletic putting it out there, 33 strikeouts and 5 walks and 38 and a third for Rodriguez. How's that sound? Is that something,
solid.
You might be interested in? Also from Dave O'Brien and The Athletic, the trade with the Pirates went down 4 minutes left, Carl, before the 4 o'clock deadline.
See, and that's when we said this earlier in the show, and I had a guy hit me up. No, I mean, the deadline is the deadline. No, guys, been doing this for a long time. These deals happen just like that, and 30 minutes later, we get a chance to hear about it. Alex went up to literally the deadline to get this deal done, and I'm glad he did, Mike, because now I can go, okay, at least he tried to get us something in the bullpen, because that was my main concern. Even though I like the bats, I'm glad that we added an arm. And we'll see what some of these starters coming back, if they're going to be in the bullpen or not. I thought Bo brought up a really interesting point. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It is our strong arm story of the day. Now, Alex Anthopoulos did speak to the media. And our guy, Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, who covers the Braves for us here on 92.9 The Game, listen in on that. I think he asked some questions as well. We're going to find out what Alex had to say about these deals, the plan, because, again, how are you using these guys? What are you trying to do here? So we're going to talk to Joe Patrick about that, and we'll also preview this Brewers series, Mike, because, you know, we got past this hard part of the schedule after the All-Star break, and now can't let up. Can't let up.
And I know, guys, we didn't do the things we thought we might do. We could have been, look, ifs and whats were, you know, I know. Could have beat the Rays. Could have beat the Padres 2 out of 3. Just took 3 out of 5 from the Mets. But we're in the mix, okay? I just think, and some people don't like this. Well, what were you going to do? You were gonna what, trade Charlie Morton and get some prospects, potentially? I still love the idea of having Morton finish this. I mean, he might win 15, 16 games with this team. And, oh, by the way, I want to bring him back next year. Smiley is what he is. But at least, guys, we're in the – we used that phrase the other day – in the arena. We're still competing. We're not throwing up the white flag. It was an unbelievably, arguably, according to MLB, more trades went down today than in any other trade deadline in the modern era, which
Mike,
is pretty
crazy. You had, at least to my estimation, I may be a player or two off. I think you had 8 or 9 all-stars traded today.
Right.
All-stars. Like, right. Guys that can – that's unusual. So. Hey,
and I don't know if – did you already mention that Duvall could play tonight?
No, I did not.
Yeah, because Dave O'Brien just about 8-10 minutes ago says that, according to Snitker, they said they will all likely join the team by Saturday. He said if Duvall makes it in time, he's in left field tonight.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was talking about the protocols earlier. It used to be a guy could literally be here and you know, on the field, and I just don't know with baseball's situation. Does that information for him right. with the Marlins just pass on to the Braves and he's good to go and he can be out there? Or is he getting tested? What's all the situation? So that's why I wasn't quite sure if he'd be available tonight. But if so, great.
Right. Hey, I know we got to get – we're moving the clock around because we're doing some stuff here with the trade deadline. But let's see, Carl, if he made any money in the market today so you could go buy some Braves tickets.
Yes, please.
Hey, man. Closing bell on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by our buddies at Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your back. Get the pros that are based right here in the A on your side, AllianceTaxSolutions.com. S&P 500 closes Friday lower. Amazon share slide, Carl. So there, Dow Jones down 150. S&P down a little bit. NASDAQ was down 105. But still, in all, July was good for people in their 401k. It was good for people's 401k. There's your closing bell, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions.
All right, Joe Patrick's coming up, guys. The latest on what the general manager had to say about these moves today as the trade deadline went came and went, and we actually did something. It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's been a crazy day. Trade deadline and the Braves getting ready to take on the Brewers and starting a new series. It's Dukes and Bell, and here to talk with us about it is our Braves insider, Joe Patrick. On top of that, Alex Anthopoulos spoke to the media today in regard to these trades, and I know Joe has a couple of things that he wants to play for. So, Joe, let's start first with your reaction that we were this active at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I can't even believe there's a game that still has to be played tonight because of everything that's happened today. You know, it's just crazy. And it's crazy about just everything that's happened in Major League Baseball today. I've never seen a trade deadline like this before in my life. And I know a lot of baseball reporters out there are saying that this has been the most active one that they've seen. And hey, you got to give the Braves credit, you know, for going out there and being active, despite the fact that you've got these, some of these big teams like the Dodgers, like the Yankees going out and making some of these big moves. I thought it was interesting. And, you know, you talk about the big moves there. I think the Braves were exploring an option for a superstar player like some of those guys got. If we could play Alex Anthopoulos talking about that to media just a moment ago.
Finding that superstar everyday player right now was not available to us for a deal that we thought made sense. So if it's a matter of looking at some platoons and things like that and just improving our bench, we've been in a lot of tight games and some low scoring games. And any way we can improve our offense, sure, you'd like to have the everyday player. But if it's with platoons and so on, and we make the club better, that's what we're going to look to do.
So I thought that was really interesting from Alex Anthopoulos to hear, because I think he's right. I think when you analyze what this Braves team kind of needs or what can push them over a hump, maybe not. They're clearly not going to be pushed over an edge to like be the most talented team, the most talented roster in Major League Baseball. But what you're really looking for if you're Alex Anthopoulos is something that pushes you over the edge to let you go on a run and start to try to, you know, make this playoff push that they know they're capable of. And if you look at the way that this season has gone for the Braves, how many times have we seen that they've won some games that are 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, something like that? But they've also lost a lot of those games too. And so there's been a lot of, the bullpen has been kind of excoriated a lot by fans, especially for some of those losses because the runs are given up late or whatnot. But I also think you got to look at it and say, look, if we could just generate a consistent 3 or 4 runs every night, you know, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win a lot more of those games because the starting pitching has been so good. So I think it was, and I think that also that's where the value is as well. That's why he talks about, you know, the superstar trade didn't really make sense for this Braves team. But what did make sense was them adding depth to this outfield, which has been decimated over the course of the season, whether it's due to performance or off the field stuff or injuries. So you add depth, but you also add depth in a way that you can piece it together with platoons to help give you an overall, you know, better offense going through the rest of the season.
Hey, I don't want to jam up your segment, but we got more breaking news, Carl. The news just keeps breaking today. It's just crazy. just real quick, we just got a Woj bomb. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN saying that the Celtics are trading Tristan Thompson, Carl, to us for Chris Dunn and a second rounder in 2023. Sources telling ESPN. So we wanted some help and, you know, some more presence in the paint. And we talked about Okongwu being banged up for much of at least the first half of the season. But Tristan Thompson, whatever he's got left in the tank, coming to Atlanta for Dunn, who we never saw play last year. Sorry, back to you.
That's Tristan Thompson, man. Blast from the past there. I haven't heard that name in a while, but yeah, that'll be a good pickup for the Hawks there.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. I'm looking at this. He adds more size. He adds more rebounding. Obviously, he's been on some really good teams.
He's 30, by the way.
Yes, and that's the thing. People think he's like, oh, he's an older guy. I actually like this move, and I like it simply because he knows what the expectations are. And here's a guy that, God forbid, when Capella is in foul trouble, you don't have to go small if you don't need to. You can still be right. Big on the floor. So this is a solid another veteran. I'm cool with this. I think behind Capella, and remember, guys, Okongwu is injured.
Right.
So he's not starting the season. It may be December, January before we see him. So this helps us from
nothing
that
to do. Nothing to do with John Collins. This is nothing to do with that.
No.
Sorry about that.
All right.
So back to talking about baseball, the Braves. You know, Joe, where do you fall on like Bryce Wilson? You know, the biggest concern for Braves fans is always, they never want to part with these guys. Did you have enough of a sample size to say maybe Bryce gets traction now in Pittsburgh and Mazel Tov?
Yeah, I mean that was kind of surprising to me. You know, when that last trade he was dealt for Richard Rodriguez, when that one came across the wire, I kind of texted a bunch of friends like, "Holy crap! They traded away Bryce Wilson, the guy that we've seen pitch to the Braves." Because Alex Anthopoulos still hasn't really done a lot of those trades, like you mentioned. And I'm kind of surprised that Kyle Wright wasn't involved in a trade, just because I feel like he's a player that not only would he potentially provide value for another team, but I could see just for him personally, him being in a better spot for his career to just, you know, move and get a fresh start elsewhere. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a good sign to see that. I also think that one of the reasons why Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves probably thought that they could afford to do that deal is because of what they've seen from guys like Tuki Toussaint, and he's come back and he's going to pitch again tonight. What they've seen from Kyle Muller. I mean, I think that the Braves are really sold on those two in particular that are going to be kind of, you know, long-term pieces for this rotation. And that's on top of what you've got from Waskar. You know, I mean, I know we haven't seen him as of late, but he obviously came on so strong early this season. And so when you look at those three pitchers, you look at a lot of starting pitching depth you have. And I can't help but wonder also if some of those guys are going to figure into this bullpen if there's just no room for them in the starting rotation. Because if you think about it, those are three guys I just mentioned, but you also have Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Drew Smyly. You know, you've got Ian Anderson who's coming back, and Alex Anthopoulos said that he's looking great and feeling great. So you've already got four guys there. So you've got more guys than you kind of need, but those are still really talented arms. And I think that those, again, that's kind of a cost-effective way for the Braves to, you know, help bolster this bullpen, put better arms there, and you can expend a guy like a Bryce Wilson because of it.
Did Alex Anthopoulos, it's Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, lots of moves at the trade deadline. Did he address what we now know about Marcell Ozuna?
You know, he did not comment, but I think we have his sound that we can play. You know, I thought he had one of the more interesting no comments that you can make in this kind of situation.
I have to give the same response I've given is just everything. And, you know, even in talking to MLB, they've made it very clear that everything has to go through them. Everything has to be directed at them. Am I aware of the reports? Of course. I see the news and I'm aware of it? Absolutely. But beyond acknowledging I'm aware of it, I'm unfortunately not permitted to comment ahead of MLB on anything. There will be a time, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll be told when that time is. We'll be doing one of these calls. But right now it's been made very clear that I'm not to comment at all.
You know, Joe, we talked about it yesterday. I know you tweeted out about you think his future is pretty is dim with the Braves, because even though whatever the prosecutors looked at and they did not see that the cops thought they had on the body cam when they went to the residence, the video will eventually be released. And if the video is still a bit untoward, is that something the Braves would be uncomfortable with? So I know a lot of Braves fans are thinking he's going to come back here next week. Not even close, because MLB is going to have some say in a suspension.
Right, absolutely. And I think you're right. And I think that almost, you know, I'm going to kind of read in between the lines there of what Alex Anthopoulos said and just say, you know, he said that there will be a time where they talk about it on another one of these, you know, Zoom calls or press conferences or whatever. And, you know, I could totally see it being, you know, like that's what they make a transactional move, which is probably to trade or release or just, you know, part ways with in whatever manner that they determine to go. Of course, there's still a lot that has to happen between then and where we are right now in terms of legal proceedings and things like that. But yeah, I agree. I mean, like, just the optics of this kind of incident is just not something that it's just very hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube. You know, it's just once that gets out and people already have a conception of what happened. And even if the body cam footage, like you said, doesn't show exactly what we thought we would see, I think it's still going to show enough where it's going to be an ugly look for the Braves, and it will be best to part ways with him. But I just thought that was an interesting kind of clip there, that he said that he is aware of the situation and he has indeed, you know, seen this news of what's going on, which of course you would expect him to be. But, you know, I just thought it was interesting that he said it kind of so bluntly. And, you know, who knows when this is going to be, you know, resolved, though, because we just don't know how long it's going to take. But, you know, I would assume that that's going to happen at least sometime before next season gets going, at least.
All right, Joe, it's been a crazy day, man. it just has. But I will say this before we wrap up with you. We're not giving up. And to me, that sends a huge message to this fan base.
We're going to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. It was like they didn't need to add a ton. They didn't need to add this superstar because of the way the NL East is shaping up for them to give themselves a chance. And, you know, we talk about this team's identity, and I feel like a lot of this season has kind of been a search for what the identity of this team is. And really, if you look at the last like 6 weeks to 2 months, it's been that starting pitching has just really shown off. And I think that, you know, with the Braves, if you can just assemble enough bats and just generate just enough offense, I think that starting pitching can carry you. I think that's the way that we're going to see this team kind of, you know, find its identity, as opposed to the last couple seasons where they have just tried to, you know, outscore teams. So it's going to be interesting. I think that this team is set up for a run, but, you know, hey, we got to break the 500 mark first. So we'll see if they can get that, and then we'll go from there.
Great job, Joe Patrick. We will talk to you next week. Trade deadline comes and goes, and we were buyers. All right, guys, plenty more to get to. Braves start that series tonight with the Brewers. We just mentioned here in that segment, with Joe Patrick, the Celtics trading Tristan Thompson to us, the Atlanta Hawks, for Chris Dunn and a 2023 second-round pick. Mm. All right. We're also going to hear from our general manager, Terry Fontenot, as training camp has gotten underway. That's going to come your way at around 6:20. But we'll get you caught up on everything you need to know. If you're just joining the show, if you've just been busy today, and most people, you know, you got stuff going on. Mike, it's been a busy, busy Friday. We'll get you caught up on all of that coming up as part of our top three at six coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.